Neither am I.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hey.
Yes.
We're going to start the show?
Yeah, okay, hurry up.
Well, is Daniel going to work tomorrow?
No.
No.
Not that I know. He's just ignoring
his
phone.
It's a work holiday.
We're already recording.
I'll be the first person to suck a skull stick.
Suck him back to life.
Yep.
Listen up, all you assholes. Sit back and enjoy yourselves while Ruben, Daniel, and Izzy entertain you all.
Some of y'all might know this, and some of y'all...
What's good?
Hey, everybody.
What's up?
Welcome to the Tapping Asses Podcast.
Again, long awaited.
Is it even a Tapping Asses Podcast? We ain't nobody smoking.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, sir.
We just threw this episode all on a whim. Welcome back, guys. How y'all doing? We'll see if we still got any viewers left after a 5-month hiatus.
Whoa.
Quit moving your microphone around. You hear a lot of fucking interference.
Hold it on the bottom.
Yeah, there you go.
Like this?
You still fucking hear you.
No.
I still hear you.
I don't know how. Alright, shut the fuck up and continue.
Quit touching your fucking mic. Alright.
I can hear it.
Izzy still?
Thinks it's
no,
a fucking
not anymore.
Dick. He could probably suck it on me. Hey, how's it going, everybody? How you been?
Good.
Good.
We know.
Well, we got one viewer, two viewers, maybe?
We're not live, fool.
I know. I'm just saying.
We got two two live viewers.
Three viewers.
I think in the last
three live viewers, and they're all on their phone.
Yeah, we got three live viewers here in the studio. Welcome back to the Burro Loco Studios here. How ya been? How you been? I mean, what's been going on with your life, man? I mean, what y'all been doing?
Man.
What have you been up to?
Work.
I think I took up golf for the last couple of weeks. What have you done, Izzy?
Work.
You haven't done shit?
Work. All work, man.
Nah, man. You've had some play.
When's the last
episode? Oh, work, and then we went on vacation like 3 weeks ago.
I was out for like
Athens.
Did you go to Athens or what?
Greece.
No, Greece? I went to...
To where?
Cozumel. Costa Maya. Belize.
Belize.
Oh, where? You went on a cruise or what?
Yeah.
Didn't Cozumel?
You can swim or what?
It's Cozumel.
Cozumel.
There's no N in it.
Cozumel.
You can swim
Cozumel.
Or what?
Cozumel, no.
You still can't swim?
No.
Well, you look black. You're almost black.
Because
you
know,
people can't swim.
I was in the heat.
I know you can swim.
Hey, that's another thing that's changed, right?
What?
What?
Is he?
What?
Your physical appearance?
Oh, he's on steroids.
I'm black.
Yeah, better be careful that he might roid rage on you.
True.
Daniel's full of shit. I'm on TRT.
Do y'all know the date of your last HRT? Episode?
It was last year. No, I was playing. I think it was.
It was not last year.
The beginning of the year?
Let me check. I'll check Spotify.
It was February.
February.
Yep. You were lying like Simba.
We went to, I don't know what we talked about.
Let me see.
But yeah, what do you want to talk about today? What do we got going on? So since we've been on a hiatus, you took a vacation, Izzy?
Yep.
You went to...
you too, right?
Yeah, I went to Vegas. Yeah. I went to Cali.
Cali.
There's a bunch of communists over there. No, I'm just playing. No, Cali's badass.
Yeah, you changed. When you came back from Cali, you changed into a fucking liberal fuck.
I went to... Oh, I seen a bunch of Joe Bidens over there. No, I went to Cali. I went to L.A. and it was pretty nice scenery over there. L.A.'s a nice. I can see how people live over there.
Besides
all the homeless people. No, it's nice.
And the RV parks on the side of the road.
The ocean's there. The fucking scenic views. I mean.
Did you go to the historic site, Skid Row?
Yeah. No, we didn't go to Skid Row. I thought we went to Jack or something.
We had the kids with us.
Dang it.
I don't want them to see a bunch
of
people.
It's a good
people.
Experience for them, though.
You don't want them to see how life really is if you don't finish high school?
No.
I mean,
you should scare them. Be like, hey, this is what's going to happen if you don't finish school.
He did. There was RV parks underneath the freaking overpasses, and he's like, if you don't work hard, this is where you're going to end up.
If you don't get good grades, this is where you're going to be at.
That's exactly what he said.
But they were probably thinking, like, damn, I could live like this without having to work. Man, this might be the life.
Whatever. No, they weren't.
This might be the life.
They weren't.
You get a paycheck to be homeless over there.
Yeah. That's true.
So I don't know. I mean, they were probably thinking that shit. Like, damn, nice. I don't have to work.
You
I
don't know what
the...
they were thinking.
I can go to the beach.
You don't know what they were thinking.
I can go to the beach all the time.
No, that's what Daniel was thinking. Like,
that, yeah, exactly. That's what he thinks that everybody thinks. I'm sorry.
I said, I was like, man, we could be a beach bum. Well, I did tell him we can
live off the land.
I said, we can live off the land, live at the beach, just eat fish. And and I told him, but we don't have no Wi-Fi. They were like, oh, never mind.
They were like, oh, we like school now.
Yeah, because I told him, you don't have to go to school. We can homeschool you. But they were like, I was like, you can't have Wi-Fi, no YouTube, no nothing.
I don't know. You could get Wi-Fi. Park next to fucking McDonald's.
They don't know that.
Go get a.
They don't know that. Go to the local cafe. They don't know that, though.
Go to Starbucks?
They don't know that. They don't know that. Izzy, shut up.
Are you fucking gay?
Oh, well, y'all were all talking now. Why, y'all don't want to talk about?
No. What's up with Ruben? So, how you been, Ruben?
I've been good, man. Went to Vegas for the first time over the summer.
Oh, talk about that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was, I don't know, a lot of people said that it was hot over there, but in Vegas. Wasn't really that hot to me, man. I don't know, West Texas heat and Vegas heat, at least when we were there, wasn't that bad. But it was fun. Good experience. Stayed up for like 2 days. Didn't sleep much.
Dude, for real.
How's the doghouse life is?
You know, it's one day at a time. One day at a time, Izzy.
Yeah.
One day at a time.
Witches be tripping, bro.
All the time, man. Mm-hmm. So, Jimmy Buffett passed away, didn't he?
Oh, I saw that. Rest in peace. How'd he die? Old age? Let me look it up.
Probably. Is that Warren Buffett's brother?
Hold on, let me look it up.
It might be.
I don't know. Everybody wanted to talk now. We get on the podcast.
You're all quiet now.
Y'all the ones who were talking a lot. I was just wondering. I was just chilling. Y'all were like, let's do the podcast.
This is the thing.
Yeah, it's Warren. Is it? So that's Warren Buffett's brother?
Jimmy Buffett just died?
Yeah. Is he the one that sang? Put it on. Let me look it up.
He's a singer or what?
Yeah, he sang Margaritaville.
How old was he?
He was only 20.
Probably like 70 something.
I think he was like 25.
So, in your opinion, what's old to y'all?
He was born in. What's. He was born on Christmas.
What's
December 25th, 1946, and he died September 1st, 2023.
So, if you know somebody, you know, old as fuck, they're about to die, what age is old for you?
How old are you?
40's old, yeah.
Don't say that. Your sister's that old.
Izzy's old as fuck right now.
Oh, he was 76.
The same age as your sister. What
he
the
was
fuck?
76. Jimmy Buffett was 76.
That's already. You better start doing
Dang. It says he passed away at his home in Sag Harbor on Long Island, New York from skin cancer.
I don't know if you could die from skin cancer.
Yes, you can.
Too much time in Margaritaville, man.
Oh.
He didn't put no.
He got toasted.
He probably went sunbathing. Or was it tanning? Doesn't tanning kill you?
Yeah, man.
Artificial tanning? Or
oh, okay.
That's how Bob Barker died, too.
Yeah, Bob Barker died. He was tanned.
Did he? For real? From cancer?
Yeah, the Price is Right.
He was old as fuck, too, right?
Dude, isn't that the other game host show? What's his name? Alex Trebek. Yeah, didn't he die? He died from cancer too.
No, I think they were all tanning together at the same place. So the gym tan laundry. So with Jersey Shore motherfuckers, you better watch out.
Let me
die.
See.
Yeah,
hold
short
on.
Lifespan.
Hold on.
Short lifespan if you do tan artificial Snooki. Way.
What is going on here?
What were you gonna say? Is it about what? Sure. You had something to talk about, didn't you?
Yeah, you did.
Did I have? Oh, look to me, I forgot what the conversation was about. What was it? What was it? Remind
we're talking
me.
About the age. Like, what would age?
That's fucking done and over with.
Oh,
fuck this dude.
Bad.
So if you were on your deathbed, what would you want to do before you died? Izzy?
Look, bitches, get money.
Yeah. So, so say you were like 40 years old. I know your wife's right here, but just act like she's not here right now. What would you do?
Dog out.
Like, yeah, if you're 40, and you're about, if you're 40, yeah, you're about to die.
I'm already fucking. What the fuck?
What?
What the fuck you say?
So you're about to die. Hey. So what's
okay,
going
I'm
on?
Okay, I'm about to hookers and cocaine, bro.
But I mean, you wouldn't want to do something crazy?
No, hooker and cocaine. I'm about to
That's
die.
That's not crazy though.
Like poker? How much time I got left?
I don't like know how day? Much. You're 40 already, so you only got like a year. I don't know. What would you want to do? That's what I'm asking.
Tomorrow never comes.
Yeah, cocaine. I just told you.
Let's see.
What would you do?
Me?
Yeah. Hey, turn that.
It depends.
You're not happy with my.
Well, if I was about to die and I'm still broke like I am, I guess I wouldn't do shit. Just stay in my house.
No, I mean, let's take that out of the.
So what kind of variables are there? Am I going to be rich? Can I spend a limited amount of money?
You didn't say, give us no variables. It's like a
Make-A-Wish Foundation. Make-A-Wish for you.
You didn't give us no variables.
Yeah. I'd probably try to...
We're going to Bangkok, Thailand to the...
The lady boys.
Lady boys. To Red Light District.
Yeah, see if they're really what they say they are, you know? I mean, I would like the best of both worlds, so... Hmm. I mean, you know... So, like I always say, you know, I mean... Watching tranny porn is not that gay. I mean, if you watch...
It's half. But it's not full on gay. So you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to go to Thailand and see some lady boys.
You'll only be half gay.
Well, what do you mean half gay?
It got titties and dick.
So. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if you watch porno and you watch a guy fucking a girl, you're kind of gay. So would you rather see a guy with titties fucking a girl?
So
that's not gay at all.
You know, it's not because you got... Two sets of titties.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're not gay at all. So if you watch regular porn, you're 50% gay already.
Yep.
So they kind of like roll each other
out. Oh, you watch girl on girl?
So you're lesbian.
you're
butch.
You butch. Nah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, that's probably what I would do.
How do we go from Jimmy Buffett to talking about fucking pornos and porn? Y'all are fucking perverted.
Hey, if y'all don't realize that shit, we're ADD. We're a bunch of ADD motherfuckers.
You ain't ADD, you perverted.
So, but I mean Jimmy Buffett.
But I mean.
Jimmy Buffett had a nice life. I mean, I'm sure he did whatever he wanted to do. He was a fucking celebrity, man.
Yeah, I think he owned like a football team or something, like a baseball team.
You lying like Simba.
Yeah,
he probably did. Oh,
what are you?
I went to California. I went to Universal Studios and I did that studio tour, and it fucked me up because it just showed me how movies are even faker than they are. You know,
yeah.
Like when I watch a movie, I want to get lost, and you get lost in the movie. You know, oh man, this is fictional shit.
Yeah.
When I went, they showed us like they made their own little cities and shit. Yeah. You know, so like when they
guess
they just videotaped different. Like, just put bits and pieces, you know, just like a real video, but it's like, I don't know, it just fucked me up. Like, every time I watch a movie now, I'm like, damn, that's just fake.
And can you think, that was only, like, a small portion that we got to see.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, 20, 30, 40 stages.
Like, they have a whole fucking city, and the scenes of them just walking outside are just fake as fuck.
Like Avatar or what?
Usually when I watch a movie, I say, that's fake as fuck, but...
No,
I was gonna on Ruben when he said Jimmy Buffett owned part of a team. Mm-hmm. It says
we're back to Jimmy Buffett.
It's the Miami Dolphins.
We went from chicks and dicks to Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, he owned the Dolphins.
It says the Miami Dolphins have reached a deal with Jimmy Buffett. A longtime friend of Dolphins owner Stephen Ross has accepted a business deal with the Dolphins organization. That was August 24, 2023. Ain't that some crazy shit?
So just
recently, damn. Actually.
Hey, Daniel told me a cool story the other day. I don't know if you remember. You took a shit in a public bathroom. He didn't tell you?
Oh, my God.
Larry, he told me. He didn't tell you, Larry?
Where the guy was talking to you?
Did I tell you?
Nah.
Yeah.
Check this out. So look, that
We went from Jimmy Buffett to Universal Studios to somebody taking the shit.
No, you forgot the pornos.
Hey, somebody taking the shit.
Ruben, it's your. What you're saying? Hurry, say it. What is he going to say?
Me?
What is he saying every time he's like, "Oh, you changed the fucking."
I like
you changed topics.
The topic.
He forgot.
It's been too long. Yeah.
It's been too long, man.
I know, dude.
He's been so long. He forgot. He's like, "Fuck." It's your cue. I would say this.
What the fuck did I? He's like, we're ADD. Anyways, check this out. I had a bad day. You know, I've been taking a shit and.
You had a bad day.
Yeah,
and you take a shit.
Well, because I don't like.
That's always a good day when I take a shit.
How many times a day do you take a shit?
Twice.
One in the morning, one afternoon.
Yeah.
What about you?
What about you, Lori?
Like 4 times a day.
God damn, you're full of shit. No wonder you always get on my nerves.
I eat every time I eat. If you don't shit after every time that you eat, then something's wrong with you.
No, if you take a shit every time you eat, that means your gallbladder is fucked up.
Damn.
What a week.
I'll be packing it in there every time. I pack it in good.
Fudge packing?
Izzy's wife gets packed so hard. She only shits once a week. Gosh.
I was going to say irritable. irritable bowel syndrome, but I didn't want Izzy to say, what's IBU?
No, but I had to, anyway, I stopped at the gas station, uh-huh. And I was like, I'm just going to put gas. I was like, man, I just need to take a shit. So I went to a convenience store, and there was only one stall. You know, a shitty convenience
Wait,
store.
Wait, hold on. For the viewers that don't know, Daniel does not shit anywhere Probably. Else but home.
Yeah, usually. If I got to take a shit at the stores because I need to go.
Or
no, it was a ton of
If Daniel's not shitting at home, it's either shitting at home or shitting in a drainage in the shower. Yeah. So, let's go.
Watch Back episode, to the story. Episode, whatever it was. Anyways, so I stopped. I was like, man, I got to take a shit. I went to the restroom. In the restroom, there was just one stall and two urinals.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even busy at all. It was like at probably 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So I went to go. I was there, just ready, started taking a shit. And this guy came in. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he knocked. Hey, I was like, nah, I'm in here. He's like, that's all I heard. And the next thing I know, I hear some fucking farting and shit. Like, I was like, what the fuck? I ain't shitting. I was like, that fool started shitting in the urinal. And then he had the audacity to start talking to me. He was like, oh man, I'm sorry, bro, but I had to go real bad, and I didn't say nothing. So I was just there shitting. I was like, at this point, I wasn't shitting. I was just
wait. Was so like, what were you doing?
So I was just sitting there. I was like, fuck, I don't want to take a shit. So he kept on shitting. He's like, my bad, man. I had to go, man. This is the second time I had to do this. I was like, wait, hold on, what the fuck? He was like, this is the second time. And I still didn't say nothing. So he kept on shitting. He's like, man, you know, when you gotta go, you gotta go. He kept on trying to make conversation, and finally, he's like, I'll tell the people in the front that I shit in the urinal. I was like, yeah, what? Man. So I was like,
there's a Mexican dude.
Yeah, so he didn't know I was Mexican. He just see my shoes. And anyways, I was just like, all right. Yeah, I was like, all right, then. Shoes. I was like, all right, then, whatever. I was like, that's cool, man. So he gets done.
Hold on.
He flushes. And then I hear, damn it. He flushes again. He's like, oh, good. I'm glad. I was like, what the fuck? Then this fool gets, oh, no, before he flushes, he gets up. Goes to the nap, the paper towel dispenser, gets paper, wipes his ass, goes again, gets some more. It's an automatic one. I'm like, then he wipes, he gets
done. What was going through your head this entire time?
I was shocked. I was like, what in the fuck? I said, I've had to go before, but I've never
shit
in a
urinal. But haven't you been there, done that, imagine, shit in
the
shower?
Imagine what the people felt when they cleaned that drainage, shower drainage.
That's what I was going to ask. When you got done, did you look in the urinal?
Yes.
You did? So was it dirty?
So he had to look. Anyways, he got done, and he's like, all right, man, I'm sorry about that. I'll see you later. I was like, what the
fuck? You're
like, no, I don't want to see your bitch ass later.
I was like, all right, man, later. And then I finished taking the shit, and I got out, and I looked at the urinal. I was like, damn, that shit's clean. Don't look like you took a shit, so he didn't have to tell nobody. I was in shock.
So the entire time he was shitting, how long was it? Like 2 minutes, 3 minutes?
Probably like 5 minutes.
And damn. You just automatically just stopped shitting?
Yeah, I was just, well, because I shit, and then I have to wait a little bit. A couple of minutes and I'll shit again, maybe. But I was in shock, you know. I was actually going to be done until that happened. I was like, I'm just sitting here till he leaves. I don't want to get out.
You don't want to make eye contact.
I don't want to shake his hand or something, you know. Like, he's probably going to be like, hey, man, what's up, you know.
Do you think he really told the people in the front?
No, he didn't because it was cleaned up.
Oh.
I got out washing my hands. I was like,
hey, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
That had to have been watery, bro.
I don't know, but that shit tripped me out. I was like, dang.
That's funny.
That is wild.
That's why I don't shit in public.
Yeah. Well, that's the first experience for me. But I did shit in the shower drain, but I smashed it down. And they didn't have to clean it up, dude. That was water.
Well,
you know?
See? That's don't you have some sort of, like, sentiment towards
him? Who hasn't
him?
Shit in because the... Who hasn't shit? That's why I kind of felt like, okay, yeah, because I have shit in the shower. I was like, well, but
were you just going to ask who hasn't shit in the shower?
Who hasn't shit in the shower?
I have not shit in the shower.
I've shit in the
shower. Shit
tub
in
before.
The shower, bro. That's fucking nasty. No. Oh, dude.
So he was
we
drunk.
Were talking about that.
But Daniel was sober.
No. Okay, so the
you
other
were sober.
Day. No.
It was at 8 o'clock in the morning.
No, 1
o'clock. You ain't fucking sober.
And he was at work.
He said no.
I wasn't at work, but I was at a motorcycle rally.
We were at a motorcycle rally. He was sober. We got up in the morning.
Bitch, you. And then, dude, I remember he was like,
say,
I was waiting. I was already waiting on the golf cart. He's like, go, hurry, go.
It was funny because I was in the shower. He got out. Hey, bro, I just sit in the shower.
When you gotta go, you gotta go. Like the guy said, he's like, man, you gotta go. I was like, man, I feel that. I felt it.
Damn, you know, but in the shower truck with all that hot water running, with everybody trying to take a warm shower.
In the urinal with Nova, with another guy in the fucking shit.
It didn't stink, though? Like, you know how shit, like, when you take your shit and the hot steam makes it smell worse?
I take cold showers.
Oh, so it didn't smell at all.
No, and you're cleaning yourself. I just stuck that bar of soap on my ass.
That does not justify you taking a shit in a shower truck.
Imagine that guy. He didn't get to. Why are we switching on me?
We're making against him now.
I know. This guy's shit in a urinal. Do you know that?
Hey, respect. A lot of people don't have bosses to tell, you know, the world. Well, the 5-2 people that watch us. So.
I think that was
it's all fake news. Yeah.
Thanks, yeah. Trump. Mm-hmm. Trump got my back. Yeah. That was pretty crazy. I was in shock, and I got out, and I was trying to see if I could see that guy because I saw his shoes.
But, you know what?
What kind of shoes was he wearing?
I can't remember. at that time, so whenever I left, I just got out of there as soon as I could.
What the fuck are you doing?
I know, dude. Imagine if he was waiting for me to get out. Like, hey, man, I'm like, fuck. Get, that's why I waited until he got out of there. I could shit her to the restroom. But yeah, that was pretty wild. I don't know. It tripped me out pretty crazy.
No,
it was pretty crazy things. But that was a highlight of my summer, probably.
Really?
That was. I think that was.
I don't know how you didn't keep a straight face or like bust out laughing that whole time.
I think you were probably disgusted, am I right?
Because as soon as I wasn't disgusted, I was like, that's pretty impressive. I was like, how the fuck did he even
Are what the if urinals that shit pretty run? Tall or is it like
they're tall urinal. Oh no. Yeah, no, at the stripes they're in the ground, like in China. So he didn't have to, he just had to probably squat.
Oh,
yeah. Like Iraq.
Yeah. Yeah, in Iraq. What
is that? A hole in the ground?
I guess so.
I got you.
Could you imagine if it had like one of those
strainer
things like how they usually do?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like a little smelly thing or something?
I think it did. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I guess he had the shit that runs because I don't think it just it was clean.
You got out and it was clean. Oh.
Yeah, I was like, damn. This guy did a good service, man. He didn't have to tell nobody. He
cleaned up.
That was a perfect day for him, I guess.
Yeah, nobody walked in.
Exactly, dude. Imagine somebody walking in on him.
He probably locked it. He probably locked it.
No, you can't lock that shit. You can't lock those doors. That's the video.
Some you can, though.
Huh?
Some you can.
Somebody can.
Some can.
Oh, yeah, some can.
So he walked from the urinal to the paper towels.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what was crazy. So he was shitting, and then he got up, got some paper towels, wiped, got more paper towels, wiped again.
What if he would have asked you for toilet paper? Would you help him out?
I
would
have done like that trick, you know, put shit on my hands and pick me. Here you go, man. Like, damn, right? He would have touched my hand with his. I'm like, nah, I'm good. But yeah, that was pretty crazy. I was pretty shocked. But yeah, that was crazy. I kept on thinking about that for like a week.
Kind of pissed that shit like that never happens to me.
I know.
A little jealous.
Oh, I wish I had
nothing like
adventures
you,
like that.
Nothing like that happened to you either?
Fuck no.
Would you shit in a urinal?
What?
Would you shit in a urinal if you had to?
No.
No?
I shit on myself before I had to go shit in a urinal.
Yeah. Like, you ever seen those videos that those
Yeah, I would.
You ever, huh? Find some bushes. Yeah, I would have too.
Like, I won't shit at a public bathroom. You can ask Rosie. I'll hold it till I get home. Well, if I hold it, you know.
That's what I try to do.
If I eat shit on myself, well. Especially at work, you know, I have coveralls, so I could take out my clothes, gear to those, and put on coveralls. Yeah. Be bugged looking in my coveralls.
Like, have you seen those videos where those people are playing like slot machines in Vegas and they just piss in the seat because they don't want to get up because they're winning? You never seen videos like that?
No.
Yeah, the people are pissed. Like, they're just sitting there playing and they're just pissing. I seen one with the chick. She's just playing a game and she just starts pissing. I'm like, what the fuck? Damn, no. Oh, yeah, I heard about that, too. Like, people do wear diapers. Like, go to concerts, so they won't have to miss them. They just piss in the fucking diapers.
Yo, I should do that. I'm about to go to a concert here in October. Thanks, man. I didn't think about that.
If you're driving and you're in a hurry, do you piss in a bottle so you don't have to stop and piss?
No.
A lot of people do that, too.
No. Yeah, truckers do that.
I've done it, but I don't do it all the time.
Like, my brother was telling me that they were at a truck stop and some lady was driving a truck and she got out. And got her full of, I guess because some of them truckers shit in the, in their,
they say a lot of the people from the Middle East do that.
Yeah, they have like their toilet in their cab of their truck and they shit in the truck, and just leave it there until they stop somewhere and they can throw it out.
Damn.
So they were like, they seen this lady get out to get all her tampons and all her shit, and she just got the bag and threw it away. I was like, damn, that's fucking nasty. I don't know. I couldn't shit. Bad.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Especially like fucking iron.
Iron. Yeah. Well.
Like a machine.
So you would machine wear wear a diaper to go to a concert?
Now I would. Now that's a, yeah.
They wear diapers in surgery.
You see, look, see how many people piss while they're playing slots on, in Vegas or anywhere. Like,
there's an actual statistic on that shit.
I think there's actual statistics.
Playing slots?
Yeah, don't even.
Or like just people that piss, you know. Like there's videos there that people are just pissing in their seats when they're playing slots or something.
Is that on Pornhub or what?
That was, yeah, that's a cut. What is it? It's a kink. That's a kink.
Is Reddit pretty, what do you call it?
Reddit's pretty what?
What is that word?
I don't know. Is there nothing down there or what?
Hold on.
Is there any videos about it? I've seen that video of that chick pissing.
God damn, man.
That's fucked up, though. Would you do that? You just piss somewhere? In your pants? I can't even piss my pants because I don't like the feeling.
I mean, if I was on the street, like, winning a shitload of money, then probably.
Piss, yeah. Piss see, that's what they do. Too.
Yeah, I'd piss myself. Fuck it. If I'm winning money.
Yeah, I mean, you can just buy new clothes.
If I was losing my ass, I'd just walk away, you know, take a piss in the restroom.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Like a normal person. <you know.
laughs> Okay, so I couldn't find a statistic, but another one that it's like, it says a woman pees all over the floor instead of leaving her.
Yeah, I seen that. It's a video, right?
I don't know. Let me check it out.
How do you run into these videos?
That's what I want to know.
Just pop up?
Yeah, they just
algorithm?
I guess.
Yeah, we're seeing what you've been watching.
Women pees all over the floor instead of leaving her slot machine. What are you watching for it, too?
Mine don't have an algorithm because I don't like no videos. I just scroll. On Facebook, I don't like nothing.
But if you don't have to stay and watch it, it still counts.
Oh, yeah, on the algorithm. Yep. Huh?
So I see you'll be watching a lot of piss videos. So what other piss videos are you watching?
I just seen that one.
Other than casino... gamblers pissing on themselves.
They wear diapers too. Would you shit in a diaper or no? Or just piss?
You'd be shit.
I mean, I have
you
before.
Shit in a diaper?
When you were a baby.
Yeah, that's different. You don't remember that shit. I'm talking about as an adult.
Okay, so it doesn't have the video.
Probably not.
It doesn't have the video, but it has a picture of her at the slot machine.
You can see the video. I should be in charge
of
that.
No, look, it says not found.
No, if you Google it.
I did Google it.
Oh, dang it. So that means I got to piss on
let
myself
me see.
While we're podcasting?
No.
Services.
You piss on the floor already. So.
Yeah, you always piss on the floor here at the studio.
This is your boy. No. This is your boy
Former casino workers who weighed in on this particular clip confirmed this.
Tripping.
One commented, former casino work here. This isn't unusual. They will wear diapers or urinate on the floor, but they will not get up from a machine they have fed money to for hours. Yeah. It says, worked in the casino business for years. A third commented, happens a lot more than you think, even at the blackjack tables.
Oh, imagine you're playing blackjack and somebody's just pissing on that.
And then it smells like fucking pee. Yes, dude. I did.
She didn't shush you. She said you shut the fuck up.
I think because you pissed on the floor. What were you going to say?
Because I didn't piss on the floor.
No, you are.
I did not floor piss on the floor. We were. No. It's already been proven. Ever since that fool has not been here, there has not been pissed on the floor. It was that fat piece of.
Who?
I'm not saying no names.
Damn.
You peed on the floor, right? By
no,
the toilet?
No, I did not.
Oh, I thought you did.
It was that dude that couldn't see his penis. And
oh, look. Here it is. I found it.
Camera's dead.
On X.
Oh.
Press the movie button on the back.
Oh, so we're still going, though, right?
Yeah, we're still recording.
Sound.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
All right, so let's go on the topic.
Hold on. I found the video.
Of someone pissing on the floor?
No.
Yes, I did.
Let me see.
Females be tripping.
Can I put it on?
I don't want to say the B word.
Can you see it?
I'll get slapped. She was tripping.
Oh, you can't really see. Oh, there it is.
Here we go.
Look.
No,
she's just pissing, fool.
She didn't.
She's just pissing. Look, and she doesn't even look like a hideous woman.
Nonchalant.
He's a hideous woman.
Look at that fucking bag. She got and she's just on the phone, nonchalant shit, just pissing.
No, nonchalant.
Like, nobody's watching her.
She's all shalom.
What? How are you going to be dressed like this and then be doing this? What? With a bougie bag. That's a big old bag. Oh, no, ma'am.
You see, she's nonchalant.
Let's take a look at the comments. Let's see if there's any comments
so
on
if
here.
It's nonchalant, what's
your oh, no.
The opposite of nonchalant.
Oh. That is crazy.
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you.
What?
When you are we done talking about this shit?
Mm-hmm.
About piss? Yeah, I was done talking about piss when you first brought it up.
Hey, so when y'all microwave shit, do y'all let the timer run out or y'all stop it with 1 second left?
Depends on what time.
Let it run out.
A what? Microwave?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're heating up food. I always stop it at 1 second. I never let it beep.
Why?
I don't know. It's just... I always just... No, after I leave the 1 second, I open it and I clear it out. Oh, really?
What? You can turn off the beep. We need one of those.
Dang.
But then I'll probably forget it's in there.
Hey, man, it's been forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, what finger do you unlock your phone with?
Thumb.
Oh.
Your thumb?
Let me see.
Your thumb or your middle finger?
Oh, no. I do my two thumbs? Finger.
Depends on which phone I'm using. iPhone, it's face.
I do
it. Yeah, but if you had to do it with the finger, what finger is
this
your
one?
Thumb?
My two thumbs?
Thumb.
Both my
your
thumbs?
Oh, my God.
Because I don't have a pattern.
Oh, wait, yeah. iPhone.
What?
If
mine's
it's
a
iPhone,
passcode.
It's the middle finger.
What?
On the okay. iPhone?
Oh, like fingerprint?
It's on the right side. No, like to the power button?
Oh.
This one?
No, like you don't have a fingerprint on your
thumb? Oh, is
that
what it is? This is the
Galaxy.
Index?
Oh, this yeah. Is that an iPhone finger? Thing? iPhone 2. I have my... I have
no, iPhone doesn't have a... Not the new ones.
Oh, I have an old iPhone and I had... Oh, the new ones, they don't. Just
face recognition.
So if you don't have a face, what, you got to put a pattern in?
No,
or a
passcode. Passcode.
Oh,
I have
so
a passcode, so I use two thumbs.
At the same time?
Oh.
Bit number, yeah.
So why does Izzy use his middle finger for?
Because.
On the Samsung.
Okay, hand me my finger.
I can't hand you your finger, bitch.
My phone? We're talking about fingers. Oh,
hold on. Dang, it's already at 52%.
Is it?
Yeah.
Daniel, charger.
Hand it to me, please.
I was going
to
throw it at you.
You should have.
So here it is.
I
so
know.
Everybody holds the phone like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I go.
Oh, here's on the back.
Oh,
here's on the back.
So it's not even the middle finger. It's the index finger, foe.
I said pointer. I don't know what the pointer
index,
is.
Index finger.
That's what it's called?
I am?
Yes.
How do you, what kind of phone do
what
you have?
What is a thumb called?
Galaxy S9 Plus.
I have a question.
Wait, yeah. Hold on. I have a Galaxy too. I can't do that.
Wait,
think.
I have a question.
That's
wait, I have a question. What is the back of your hand called? Do you know what it's called?
Yeah, slap. What if I finger say the face?
What, this back of my hand?
No. Yeah, what is
slap
it called?
Slap a hoe?
No, because you know how this is the palm, right?
Yeah, this is
these
called
are
slap
your digits.
Yeah.
Your fingers.
They're digits?
Index, middle, ring finger, pinky, thumb.
They're called digits?
But what is this called? Do you know what it's called?
Slap a bitch.
Do you know what it's called?
Medulla oblongata.
Backhand that bitch. Bam!
Medulla oblongata?
What is it called? Oh, God damn, we're getting it all too.
Hold
I
on,
thought you
on.
Knew.
I know. Why are you Googling?
No, I had to.
You were asking us if you already know. You wanted to see how smart we are.
It's
yeah, we should
it's
do
called,
a trivia.
It's called the dorsal side.
We should do a smarter than a first grader.
Does that mean we have dorsal fins? It's called the dorsal side.
I guess when you swim, the dorsals come out of the water, like a dolphin.
So when you swim, how do you swim? I never swam. So when you swim,
I swim underwater.
I've never swum. You never swum?
That's how
yeah,
you say it.
Yeah, because he'll drown.
I never swam.
He said,
"We hold these truths to be self-evident."
That sounds like easy.
All
talking.
Men and women created by
the
go.
You know
you
the
know
thing.
The, you
oh my lord!
I float.
You float? Do you float?
Dorsal
yeah.
side. That's crazy.
I don't know how to swim, but I can float.
Why not?
Why what?
Oh, we already had this conversation.
Why don't swim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called, in short term, it's called the dorsum.
It's dorsum, not
dorsum.
Dorsum. Yeah.
Dorsum. Not backhand you. I'm going to dorsum you.
I'm going to dorsum your ass. See? Bam. Just like that.
Dorsum.
So how's all your phones? We'll just get back to unlocking.
Why are you on y'all's phones right now? Like, for real, we're trying to do a
I'm
thing.
I'm looking at a topic because nobody wants to talk.
I'm showing everybody. Look, this is how I lock my phone. Bam, unlock.
When I have my old LG, it was on the back too.
So how is everybody else's phone? Dumb?
So I was going to tell you.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
I'm behind on my technology.
Y'all's last episode. Let me tell you when it was. Hold on.
It's
I looked it up on Spotify.
I was.
Oh shit!
So y'all's last episode was Halloween sexy time, October 24th, 2022.
What?
It's almost been a whole year.
Oh fuck!
It's almost literally been a whole year. That's what it says on Spotify. That's the last episode that's on there.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know.
So fellas, do these witches be tripping?
What are you talking about, Juani Menez? Witches?
It's a conversation we last had. Name.
I got in trouble a while ago. I didn't do nothing. The wife asked me for a cigarette.
Really, Rosie?
And I just looked at her eyes. And, you drunk, huh? Yeah. I didn't do nothing.
Are you roiding right now?
No. Mm. It's a conversation me and...
Are you trying to get into red flag conversation?
Me and Ruben had...
Oh.
So what? I don't understand what's going on here.
We'll talk about it. Let's
What's
go.
Your wife
I'm
at,
a female. She's inside.
Inside.
So you want to come chill with us?
No.
No. She's tired?
Not, she's not allowed.
Tired of my shit.
He's in the doghouse, too.
Is she tripping, bro?
They be tripping.
Every day. What? Every day.
You want to talk about it?
He needs
therapy. Sounds like you do.
Mm. I already talked about mine.
What's yours?
I just said. I didn't do nothing. I was over here.
I'm going to sleep.
You're drunk? You're drunk? What?
You are drunk, though.
No, sir, I'm not.
Your eyes are bloodshot.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. My eyes, they were...
You asked for Lard to hand you your finger? You're fucking
dude,
drunk, bro.
For real. He did.
Yeah,
she,
I did.
She is. He is.
She had a right. He's a he-she.
Ruben is... Yeah. Huh?
Oh, the nicotine pouch.
That's why I took it out.
That I
like,
can't
screw
take.
That.
Yep. You're not allowed. You'd be tripping.
Not yet.
Well, this bitch be tripping.
Hey, so, well, this was a good podcast, but we'll check
it
out.
Wait, hold on, hold on. We have some. Wait.
What's up?
This is boring as fuck.
Wait.
No, shut the fuck up. It's fun. It's chill. We're just getting back, bro.
A viewer sent something in.
Uh-huh.
A viewer from
a
where?
A viewer.
A viewer from last year or what?
From Brooklyn.
from one day.
5 minutes ago.
October.
From October. October one fan from Hold another on. Country?
No, from Brooklyn, New York.
No, no, no. I don't think it's Brooklyn.
Is COVID coming back?
Yeah.
There are people are wearing masks again and shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hey, there's some schools that shut down for like 2 to 3 weeks in the valley.
Nobody better tell me to put another fucking mask on.
I think me and you make
we
up
can't
the
take
show.
A, we can't talk
Honestly.
About that.
Honestly.
You ain't making up shit for what? You ain't talking about nothing.
You hear me?
Y'all want to hear this or not?
Yeah. What?
Okay, so the title is Woman Uses Her Mother's Sex Toy, and that's not even the worst part about it. Before I read it, what do you think? What do you think it's about?
Isn't it the one where she comes and makes the kids eat everything?
What?
That's
okay.
it. That's it.
So
let's watch
so,
it.
So what is it?
Okay.
What is it? What does it say again?
Oh my gosh.
You're not speaking loud. I'm not wearing my earphones.
Woman uses her mother's sex toy.
Don't talk to
her. And that's not even the worst part about it.
That's nasty to begin with.
Okay,
How
let's watch.
Use
hold on,
your
hold
mom's
on.
Sex toy.
I don't even think about it. Let's watch this video.
She gets off on
Let's
her
Let's watch
kids.
This video.
Okay, oh, shit. My
can you put the thing on the thing?
What?
The thing on
oh,
the thing?
Yeah, oh, yeah, my sir.
Okay, okay.
Go ahead. Go play it.
All right, here we go.
It's not from the beginning. It's not from the beginning.
Glasses of wine, I got onto the bed to plug my phone charger on bed. I'm afraid I have a devastating dilemma for you. I'm currently house-sitting for my parents whilst they're away on... There I found a very pretty shoebox.
Oh no, don't look in the shoebox under the
so
bed.
We're on our
oh,
podcast
I don't even
watching
know if
the podcast.
I can read this.
Why would you bloody look?
I don't know, I'm looking for my glasses.
Why?
Shh, watch the video.
Imagine my shock as I opened it to find my mother's very large and realistic battery-powered boyfriend.
Ooh.
Hindsight is great, and I know now that I should have left it there, but my curiosity would unfortunately get the better of me. Being alone and horny, and also quite impressed by the XL veiny monster
no.
I had in my hands.
No.
Oh no!
No. She did not use a mom's dildo. Oh, the girl.
Tell
the
me
daughter.
What.
The daughter.
The daughter is.
Tell
hold
me.
On.
Well, please.
Listen.
Please.
People are disgusting.
She did not.
I gave it a wash, turned it on, and slipped it in. So not to go into too much detail, all I'll say is the beast was amazing. It hit all the right spots. Upon. Closer in.
Oh no! It gets worse!
How? How does it get worse?
her. She's using her mum's dildo, for Christ's sake.
No.
What? What?
The only markings were a fake name on the base embossed in the plastic. It read, Clone a Willy.
What?
Clone a Willy.
Turns out I've been getting the best orgasms of my life from a replica of my father's penis.
Yeah.
How am I meant to proceed from here?
All right, guys, that's the end of the podcast. Thank y'all. Have a good night. Have a good night, yeah. Damn. Yeah, a podcast sounds better with an accent.
That's fucked up.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, so what do y'all think?
That's a horny bitch.
It was hitting.
She said it was the best orgasm.
It was hitting the
best
right,
orgasm.
Hitting
of
the
her
right
life.
Spots.
Very large and veiny.
So very that, large and veiny.
Is that like incest?
Clone a Willy. Let me look that up.
Clone a Willy. Clone a Willy. They cloned the dad.
Clone a Willy.
Is that like a.
They made a replica.
Would that be considered incest?
Very much so.
So would that be like a. That's the incest, no? Well, not technically, right?
Well, I mean,
she's fucking her dad. She's fucking her dad.
Hypothetically.
It's not.
There's a theory.
She's screwing her dad.
In theory, yeah.
So what if you had a pocket pussy of your mom's pussy?
Yeah. What the
fuck? No. No. Yes.
It's the same thing. Yeah. It's something I won't use.
You're screwing your mom's
pussy. That's clone a pussy. So how would you feel? Would you keep on doing it?
No. I wouldn't. No. First of all, I would have used my dad's pocket pussy. Yeah.
Something tells me you would.
You would.
something.
I have a feeling Dad would be like,
did you rinse it out?
It's right here, so fuck it.
Did you rinse it out or no?
She said she washed it.
She did say
would
she washed
Easy
it.
Would Easy rinse out the pocket pussy?
No, he wouldn't.
It. Let's put on a pole.
He'd probably smell it and say,
put it on the pole.
Put what on the What are you talking about? Put it on the pole.
Would I wash it or not?
So, but after you had the best orgasm, you're like nutting that pocket pussy. Would you still do it after that? You found out it was a cloner pussy.
Might you know what? To begin with, no. That's beside the fucking point. I wouldn't even. No, I would not use something my dad had fucking used to begin with. All right.
If you were horny.
No,
it's the only thing available to you.
Oh, I got a right and left hand.
What if your hands fell off or something?
Like if you never had sex, you want a pussy. You don't want to use your hands all the time.
You were like 18 because you're still a virgin.
What kind of fucking?
Yeah.
That's a bullshit. So that means my mom went to clone her to sit. No.
Oh, I'm not going to tell my dad. I'm going to use it.
No.
And then you end up
Look at that. You already ran off a fucking guest. Disgusting, guys. Disgusting.
She just wants you to be
honest.
Hold on.
No, I wouldn't.
That's why she's leaving.
Has anyone used Reddit has some pretty good ones on here.
No.
Using the clone of Willy.
How come these questions all go to me?
I'm letting it.
Huh? Daniel, how about you?
Daniel?
Would you fucking use it?
Oh, yes. I'm over 18.
No comment, huh? How about you, Ruben?
Bro.
Fuck it.
Dude, it says on Reddit, I looked it up, clone a Willy. It automatically popped up clone a Willy results. Second attempt, the refill doesn't give you enough. What?
What do you mean? What? I don't
There's
understand.
Not enough to make material to make it.
So I looked it up on Reddit to see like exactly what it is. Obviously.
What's the time?
So you don't know what a clone of Willy is.
Oh my gosh! And there's people's willies on here.
What's the time? Time check.
Oh. 40. What for us?
43 minutes. It is 10:20.
About to leave or what?
10:20 p.m.
She leave me your ass because you're annoying.
Found the last mija.
You're annoying and you fucking start some shit.
I don't know. That's so crazy that Reddit has those things on there. So if you want to go check it out,
Reddit has a dark.
This podcast is over.
I mean, what's the question? Would you use it?
No, I would not use it.
Would you want your woman to use it
but
on you?
But if you didn't know, you would use it.
Would you want your woman to use it on you or would you rather her go buy a dildo?
What the fuck? What?
That's
would
the question.
Would you ride your dad's clone of Willy?
No. That's what I'm saying. What the fuck? No.
I thought we were asking, dick? Like, would you want your chick to, like, actually clone your
that
willy?
That takes chinga su madre to a whole
nother level. Well, mine, yeah. That'd be fine.
Let me delete would? This history. I don't
so
need
mine, but not what you.
I don't need all the kids that. Seeing this.
So would you rather? Would you rather?
Easy. You hear that? It's always fucking easy. Why not Ruben, huh?
Would you rather?
Because your responses are.
Would you rather
exactly.
fuck? Like,
exactly.
Like, so, would you say I make the show?
Izzy, listen.
Would you rather fuck your dad's dildo or fuck your mom's pocket pussy?
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, I ain't gay, so I'll do my mom's pocket pussy.
Yeah, so you would do it. You were fucking talking all that shit
if
earlier.
I had that choice, what you saying?
What
yeah.
choice?
If it's a, would you rather? Yeah. Come on. But if it's, I found it, whatever, no, I wouldn't.
If you didn't know it,
yeah, if I had a gun to my head, yeah.
Wait, so what's worse, your mom's or your, like, siblings, like sister or brother?
Oh damn. Fuck.
You know what? This comment say, good night, everybody.
Well, mama don't know ain't gonna hurt. Mm-hmm.
Damn. I don't know what I thought of that.
That's some fucked up shit.
That was crazy. I can't believe she actually wrote that whole fucking thing to get their opinion on.
But those are some fucked
up. What she should do.
But people are fucked up, you know. I seen that one movie about this dad was fucking his son and his daughter, and they liked it.
His son and his daughter?
Yeah. A movie?
Yeah, it was a movie. I forget. Lone Boy? Or
it was a porno?
No, it was with the...
Nixon.
There's a Netflix
series. Abducted in Plain Sight.
What the fuck are you watching? Is it a good movie?
Yeah, with Thanos. What's his name, Thanos?
Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges is in there.
What is it on, Netflix?
What's his name? Lone Boy? Look that up. Jeff Bridges. Not Jeff Bridges, fool. Jeff Bridges, god dang it. It was, who plays Thanos?
Jeff Bridges.
Not Jeff Bridges.
Matthew McConaughey.
Tom Hanks. Leonardo DiCaprio. It's a Martin Scorsese movie.
He's the guy that plays Cable in Deadpool.
This guy. What's his name?
Who? Oh, yeah. That's what we're asking you. Jeff Bridges?
Hold on. Josh Brolin.
Yeah, Josh look Brolin. Up his movies. Josh close. Brolin.
Look up what?
One of his movies. It's called Lone Boy. It was with Samuel Jackson. So I'm going to give away the teaser, but his, what'd he do? I think he's like a hitman. He killed their dad. And
you talked about this before.
Oh yeah, it's Old Boy.
Old Boy. Mm-hmm.
So they did a little plot, and so what happened was that guy had a daughter, and he never talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
But those people made him fall in love with his daughter, and he fucked his daughter. Oh. And at the end, he found out it was his daughter. And he was like, it's fucked up movie.
Did he say fuck it?
No, he kind of killed himself.
Can I read synopsis real quick?
I'm gonna step away for a minute. I got my brother in arms calling me, so. Let me answer it.
Is that code for your roids dealer?
Oh, okay.
Is that your roids dealer?
We're
about to wrap up this podcast.
My army buddy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's calling you?
Yeah.
Don't ask
him. Yeah, but you're going to be on the phone for 45 minutes.
Hey.
We're about to wrap this bitch up.
Anyway. Hold on. That's my don't
ask.
Let me.
Don't ask, don't tell, don't harass.
Israel. Let me read this next.
You need to go to fucking Iraq. You already in the army.
It says, although his life is already in a downward spiral, things get much worse for advertising executive Joe... or whatever his name is, Josh Brolin. While drunk one night, Joe is kidnapped and thrown into solitary confinement in a bizarre hotel-like room. For the next 20 years, he suffers unimaginable torment, but the motive and identity of his captor remain unknown.
Yeah.
But it doesn't talk about him fucking his daughter.
Yeah, that's a plot twist.
Is this his daughter?
What?
Huh?
What are we talking about?
Why are you laughing?
I don't know what they're like. An inside joke over there.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry about it.
He's venting.
I'm venting to my buddy over here. I can't vent to you.
To his buddy that he forgot to tag in a Facebook.
He tagged you in the fucking comments.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fucked up. How do you do that? Why don't you just edit the post and tag him in the
comments? That's what I said. You edit the post. You click the three little dots.
He's old. He forgot.
Because he's close to death.
Yeah.
He's close to death. He needs to go to the strippers and crack whores. What was it?
In Bangkok?
Yeah. No, that's me.
Oh.
Him. Okay, let's do it. Would you rather? We'll wrap this bitch up.
All
right. Like I got one right here.
I thought we already did it.
Would you rather let a crusty old man drink milk out of your belly button every day for a year or drink milk out of his belly button for a day?
I can't drink milk, so I'll let him drink that milk.
That's an easy one?
I think so.
That's fucking easy. I'll let him, you know, it's kind of a turn off. I let him fucking drink milk out of my belly button.
For a day out of the year, so every day you're like, I gotta go, honey, hold on.
But it, like, when he says milk, he means cum.
Yeah.
His own.
Yes.
In your button.
Mike, he's gonna drink it.
He's gonna come in your button.
Yeah, then he's gonna drink it.
And he's gonna get you pregnant.
Wait, I'm confused.
She's lost. They make it.
Is that for real?
It was easy, but they make it homo. You know.
Is that why they say dads are lactose intolerant?
Yeah.
Because they ain't no milk in them like mamas.
That's new to me.
What would you rather do?
They add a whole lot more shit to it. That's stupid and fucking.
What would you rather do?
Yeah, it's fucking
Let's
stupid.
Hear it. What would you rather
the
do?
Same thing. I had it for a whole year. Yeah, it's fine.
That was kind of whack.
Yeah, I know. Well, I don't have nothing else. We're doing this podcast on a whim. I don't know.
Would you rather suck whose dick idea 10 was dicks that? One time or one dick 10 times?
Ooh, one dick 10 times.
No, we didn't, but I've seen one the video about times. It. One dick 10 times. Huh?
So we're gonna
That's not
like
fair for you.
One dick 10 times.
But like that they said.
We'll change it to the P word.
If you suck one dick 10 times, you're committed. So that makes you really gay.
Yeah, like you love them, right?
So if you suck, you
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not gay.
So if you suck 10 different dicks, not, that's not commitment. That's
yeah,
just
that's 10 so dicks. I'll do 10. Yeah, okay.
I think that's a little bit gay.
Yeah.
So
like if you do more than one, you're like,
no, it's
you're like winning, what?
Right?
You're like what?
Yeah. So see, done over with.
I think if you suck 10 dicks, different dicks, you're like, oh well, fuck it, I'm exploring whatever. I don't know if I'm gay. If you suck the same dick 10 times, you're
trying
you're
to see if each lollipop is a different
boyfriends.
Size.
Yeah, you're gay.
You might as well be boyfriend.
You're gay. You're done.
And I'm a diverse person, and you know.
So what would you do?
10 dicks. I'm you're gonna die of
cancer.
You're
done.
You're done, and you're gonna die of skin cancer.
I'm a whore.
You're fucking gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. We've already established. We established that earlier, didn't we? While we were
I'm
eating,
not be committed
we
to
established
one guy.
That he was gay.
One time, 10 dicks. Fuck,
he would suck a ghost dick. He's gonna suck a ghost
that
dick.
That was. I like that episode.
That was a good one.
Make a new one.
So are y'all gonna take a whole another year
yeah,
to
we'll
make another
this
episode?
This episode was whack, but just trying to get back.
It's nice. Just get back in the groove, guys. So
one every 10 months.
It's all good.
One every 10 months.
Y'all ain't ever on the same schedule, so don't lie.
Izzy.
Daniel.
Hey, you got a Python, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Izzy got he got a midlife crisis going.
Oh,
he got a Python.
Oh, you do.
No. That's what I call my dick, a Python.
No, you're fucking lying. That ain't no clone of dick.
Why
you always
it's a
lying?
So why
did
you get
into say what age of Python? It's a hatchling.
Is he got into reptiles and he got a computer that's $1,000? So he's
got into
$1,000 computer.
Dysfunction.
So he's a virgin.
My computer, I bought it 2 years ago.
40-year-old virgin.
And he went on a
cruise. Hey, so tell us why you fucking
$1,000. That's fucking.
Why'd you
that's
buy
it?
Why'd you
shit.
Buy a
$1,000?
Hey,
PC. That's
easy.
Peasant.
Why'd you buy a reptile?
Yeah, why'd you?
Because my babies wanted it.
So do they play with it?
Yeah.
So is the snake's
they're
pretty
scared. Yeah.
The snake.
Where'd you?
You can just grab the
can
snake.
Can you say where you got it from?
What?
Can you say where you got it from?
Yeah, it's Snake Barn.
Online.
You want a Python? Yeah.
You ordered a snake online? How much was that snake?
No, I went to reptile
convention.
Convo. Yeah.
Where's that at?
Did you really? Convo?
Yeah.
Right? For real?
Convo,
and you bought it from there.
Convention.
Is it combo like conversation? Mm-hmm. Is that in Dallas or what?
That's code word for gates.
Was that in Dallas or what?
No, here in fucking Odessa.
So I'm just curious, how much does a snake cost?
What was that?
Oh,
it was,
there is Texas Reptile Expo.
$300?
Show dates and location.
$300 for a snake?
How long do pythons live?
Yeah. 20 to 30 years.
Really?
How big is it going to get?
5 feet.
So it's gonna outlive you.
Yeah.
Who's gonna take care of it after you
the babies?
Sure.
No, I already said it's gonna outlive me. I already told the kids. Hey,
do you
when
know
I
what,
die,
wait,
you're taking over the snake.
Do you know what kind of python it is?
Yeah, I act like I don't have this plan,
wait,
motherfuckers.
Hey,
I already know.
Wait, do you it's know what kind of what kind of python
it's
it is?
It's a bald pied.
A what?
Pied.
Bald pie?
P-I-E-D.
So he shaves?
P-I-E-D. Oh, okay. So it's legal in Texas. Oh, okay.
Oh, so you can get illegal snakes in
Cause,
Texas?
Because there's... no, it says that there are some that are illegal in Texas.
Oh, yeah?
Those
the
guys
pythons.
Are usually from Mexico.
No, Africa.
Illegal pythons?
African rock python.
What else are you going to get?
Asiatic rock python. A green anaconda.
My dad's cloned a Willy Dildo.
But do you plan on just keeping that python? That's it?
Yeah.
Do you feed it dead rats or live rats?
Or live rats.
Live, but I might have to force feed this.
Are they really live, though? Because I've seen them.
They're live.
I've seen them getting pushed down a slide like they were dead.
Yeah, I thought they were dead, too.
It was alive.
Like, it was frozen.
No, it was alive.
Because I knew a guy when I was younger, I knew a guy that had a snake. Mm-hmm. Not a trouser snake.
That's called a pedophile.
Yeah, it's a pedophile. He did invite me into his house to feed a snake. But I did really speed.
Did you eat the snake?
Close your eyes.
Did you eat the snake?
I thought it was a snake. You bend over. Did he say, hey, "I need to feed my snake"? Bend over, touch your toes.
Yeah, no wonder I was like,
close your eyes. Snake,
head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
But let's play head, shoulders, knees, toes.
No, but really, it was. He used to feed them dead mouses. He would buy frozen mouse.
Simon says, touch your toes.
Frozen mice.
Frozen mice that are, then he fed them like that.
No, mine's a rat. It's not a rat.
Oh, it's an actual rat?
That's a mouse.
It's a mouse, fool.
There's a difference.
Oh, it's mice, like a lab rat.
It's
a rat.
Oh. It's a rat, not a mouse.
So how you going to feed it? You got to shove it down the
throat? Smaller than a fucking little rat.
Yeah. How much are rats to buy them?
You can get like a box of rats, right? Or something like that?
You could get 6 frozen for $20.
Wait, how are you going to force feed him? Are you just going to shove it down his mouth?
Yes.
Well, fuck, I don't know.
Like last night, I fucking force feed you a fucking willy.
Not force feed.
I shove it down your throat.
Force fed.
How same way I force fed you last night.
Jesus Christ.
So,
yeah.
Took a shit in the urine. I think
it's Cartman. Cartman. Calm down, Cartman.
Hey, well, I appreciate y'all listening. If y'all did stay to listen to all this fucking dumbass episode.
Y'all ask stupid questions, y'all get stupid answers.
Oh, we're just curious about the fuckers. Damn. Hey,
Someone got their panties in a wash. Panties in a panty wash.
Don't attribute nothing to this podcast, just this fucking...
Oh, you know, is it because you took your nicotine thing? Yeah. Oh, so you're tripping or what? Are you tripping? Oh.
Anyways,
you tripping.
We'll see y'all next. We'll see y'all in a couple of years, or a couple of weeks, or a couple
adios,
months.
Adios, mother suckers.
We're just signing off. You want to say something?
Adios, mother suckers.
You want to say something? All right. Well, we're out of here. Right, what you got, Ruben?
2 + 2
equals 1.
Equals 4.
Oh shit.
What you got, Ruben?
I don't know. I just. I'm a little uncomfortable sitting next to Izzy. I'm usually across from him. I don't know.
Oh, because there's a change of scenery.
What's the odd next episode, right?
Peace.
Later, doggies.
Adios.
Oh, shit.